Okay, so this is a picture of some bad welds. So this is from the an offcut from the steel that I'm using to make the Dachau replica gate. So it's called that material is called mild steel. And this is again, this is me with a MIG welder. Metal inert gas. So you've got this welding gun and it feeds a wire electrode that is also the sort of filler material to join two metal pieces. So that's sort of what's going on there. So why is this? So first of all, this is just a practice weld because you can see I'm not trying to join two pieces of metal together. I'm just sort of, it's a bit like, I don't know, a rehearsal. I was just like, let me just try and remember how to weld. I'll do it on this offcut. And what you can see is that they are short, they are splattery. There's kind of, if you look closer, there's like bits of tiny material that have kind of shot off in little bulbs. You can also see the wire itself is like chopped off and is trapped in a little bit in the sort of top third. There's a bit of wire that's caught. So a good weld shouldn't have holes in it, and you can see that this is really spattery and it's got holes in it if you zoom in. So that is not good because that's not going to be strong. And it's got craters in it. It's just a hot mess basically. And the reason it looks like this, I found out afterwards, is because the gas wasn't being fed through properly. So there was basically no gas. And it wasn't the gas kind of protects it, makes it smooth, and there was no gas, so it was splattery. So there's this sort of thing that, and when you're, how do you know what a good weld is? Well, it should be sort of straight and kind of uniform, no holes, and sort of quite smooth, like a kind of flat slug. And the other thing is, you can tell if you've done a good weld by, there's this kind of phrase, a good weld sounds like bacon frying. So if you're listening to someone welding and it's got this kind of even sound of someone, of like bacon frying, that's a good weld. If it's like, and it's erratic, then that's probably the sound of a bad weld. So hopefully I will be back to my good welding because I will have understood how to turn the gas on properly. But that's an example of when welding goes bad.